We're going to take a few minutes today to look at what Padre Pio thought of time. That's the topic of today's talk. Please do stay tuned. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we present you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint, mystic and miracle worker, Padre Pio. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also about what his intercession can do for you. And we do ask you to help us with this apostolate. You can do this by liking our video, sharing the video with friends, colleagues, anyone you may know. And also, if you have not subscribed to our channel, then do subscribe to this channel. Click that reminder bell as well. Now, in our first story, we see how Padre Pio would not just preach with words, also with actions. A priest from Argentina made the journey all the way from his country to Italy, and he was hoping there to receive some words of spiritual wisdom, some nuggets from Padre Pio. So he went to confession with Padre Pio, and all that he said he received there was Padre Pio's absolution and blessing. That was it, not another word. This priest was rather disappointed. He'd made this huge journey to see, get these words of wisdom from Padre Pio, and nothing. He said, surely Padre Pio reads consciences. He can read our soul. Surely he knew my thoughts and could just give me some words of advice. Well, after a little while, one of the faithful, the people standing around, grew a little tired of these complaints and turned to him and said, Father, are you sure that he said absolutely nothing? Did he not perhaps make some gesture or do something in an unusual way? Well, the priest thought about this for a little moment. Then he remembered that Padre Pio had indeed done something strange. Padre Pio gave me his blessing, but he did it very, very slowly. He took such a long time to make the sign of the cross in the blessing. It was so slow that I thought it would never end. And so the faithful person next to him turned to him and said, well, that was the advice that he had for you. Because when you make the sign of the cross, you do the blessing in such a way, it is so quick that it is more like waving the hands than a sign of the cross. So the priest was actually very pleased to hear this, and he also admired the way that Padre Pio had brought this message across to him, his original way of preaching. So easy in our lives to be in such a rush, but the things for God, they should be done sacredly because they give glory to God. In our second story, we're going to see what Padre Pio thought of the big time consumer in our lives, television. And the two people who give accounts of this. Now, Padre Pio did make references to television, but always it seemed in a negative way. And it is specifically because he saw of the abuses that this form of technology could bring, that it would encourage. And the first part of the story is given us to a Padre Mariano of the Holy Cross. And he stayed for a number of years, for quite a while, rather, with Padre Pio, with the saint. And so he understood what Padre Pio thought. And he said Padre Pio was against television. And in fact, he once told one of his spiritual daughters that she must get rid of her TV. She must sell her TV. And Padre Mariano tells us it was not only the dangers that of the moral elements, but also it was Padre Pio saw the dangers of the waste of time that television can introduce into our lives. And says, because when one starts watching TV, it just can't, one can't let go. It gets a real grip on one. Here we can think about the soapies. You know, they're designed to be addictive. These little bursts of endorphins to our brains at certain intervals. It's designed to be like that, to be addictive. And another person who tells us about Padre Pio's his views on television was the famous exorcist of Rome, and that is Padre Gabriel Amorth. And he was also good friends with Padre Pio. He had an interview in 2000 with the magazine Catalysismo. This was in August, in which he said, when TV was invented, Padre Pio was furious. So it's a new technology, surely it's neutral. And Father Amorth said, to those who told Padre Pio, look at this marvelous invention, Padre Pio would reply, "You will see what they will make of it." Now, Padre Pio was not saying that we should not want to be entertained or that entertainment is bad. He was not saying that. And he wasn't even commenting on the moral influence of TV. He was just looking at the waste of time that it can be if we allow it to be. So it's a time waste factor. So he would be thinking of, what is television actually preventing us from doing? From forming ourselves or improving ourselves or family discussions, things like that. We could even be doing spiritual exercises. How many hours a day, or do we just sit there vegetating, wasting all of this time? And I've heard a priest say that there are in fact two lights in our lives that control our lives. And the one is the bright light of the television, and the other is the dim light of the tabernacle. And it is between these two that decides where we go. And we'd like to encourage you as well, do enroll your Mass pre-intentions. We're having special Masses said for the Holy Souls this November. Enroll your intentions for any Holy Souls that you may know, family members who may have passed on. Enroll your intentions for them.